Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening. And weather continues to be in the news for so many of the Northeast as a new storm now takes aim. A traditional nor'easter blows in tomorrow. Communities still fragile and vulnerable from Sandy are bracing on this election day. The full force of the storm isn't set to hit until Wednesday, but already it's brought with it freezing temperatures that will continue to dip in the coming days. Jody Jordan lives in Far Rockaway, New York. Her house is still filled with water and sewage from Sandy. She's staying in a one-bedroom apartment with eight other people as she tries to salvage her home. Jody, thanks for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
Hi, how are you today?
Much better than you, I can imagine, on every level. Lauren Cook is also with us. She lives in Mountainside, New Jersey. She's been without power ever since Sandy hit. Her roof was damaged by the storm, and her cars were trapped by fallen trees. How you doing, Lauren?
I'm doing well.
So I'll just ask right off at the top here, Lauren and Jody, I mean, are you going to even have a chance to vote today?
Well, I'm definitely going to be voting because of Governor Cuomo's, what he did. I'll be in Garden City later on tonight, so I'll get a chance to vote. But I don't know about people in my neighborhood who are without gas, and they're freezing. They're trying to stay warm in their houses, and they're continuing the effort to keep cleaning up and rebuilding our neighborhood. So in order for them to vote, they have to walk just from 140th Street to 66th Street if they don't have gas in their car. So a lot of people won't be able to vote today.
Maybe one of the campaigns will get a vehicle out there. Lauren Cook, how about you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our polling place is up and running. So my husband already voted before work this morning, and I'll be going after I'm done with this phone call.
What's your chief concern about this new storm that's coming in? It blows in from the northeast, so therefore it will have some sort of a storm surge as well as sustained winds. And rain is coming with this storm. Lauren, what do you fear most?
Yeah, well, personally, I have a bunch of concerns. I do have a hole in my roof. We have a tarp over it, but we probably won't get it repaired until after the storm. So I'm hoping that the patchwork we've done will hold. I'm very concerned about the fact that there's so many trees that are now in the roads waiting to be picked up, and now there'll be ice in the roads, which will make it treacherous to get around the wires down, and it's just going to make it tougher to get around the neighborhoods. So that's a big concern.
And Jody Jordan, what's your chief concern out there in Far Rockaway? It seems the devastation still is profound.
Well, it's going to stop our efforts. It's going to put that on hold. The temperatures are going to be dropping. We're still without heat and power, so people are going to be freezing. I mean, elderly people, I'm hoping that they're going to be okay through all of this. And also concerning about sewage, our basement's reflooding. Everyone's been pumping them out. They might just start reflooding, and the sewers might start coming back up into the basements, and pipes may be bursting.
I'm hearing that sound outside your house, Jody. What's going on out there?
Right now, they're just trying to, down the block, they're doing some work on one of the sidewalks.
So
they're trying to run a gas line. Like, they're coming in and trying to run gas lines, so they're drilling into the sidewalks.
Does anybody bring gasoline out there to the Rockaways so you folks could actually move if you needed to?
That is our biggest concern. I mean, every single day we're going, and I'm spending at least 2 hours a day getting my dad gasoline for the generator. I mean, still people on my block don't have generators. Everybody has one. So everyone's coming over. Our house is like one of the bases. People are coming to charge their phones. You know, a girl came over with her asthma inhaler. She had to plug that into our generator. So that also, that burns our generator out one day for a while because it can't handle heavy like equipment.
Well, you're a saint for even thinking about voting, that's for sure. Lauren Cook, give us a last thought.
Yeah, everybody's got to do whatever it takes to get out to vote. I know it's hard to focus on that, but today's the day, and we're going to be living with the results from that for a long time. So, Jody, I wish you the best, and I hope everything works out real well for you. Thank you. But everybody, go out and vote.
Lauren, yeah, definitely try to make it.
Lauren and Jody, can we agree on one thing?
Yes.
Let's not name this next storm. Let's just call it the next stupid storm.
Absolutely. I'm with
you. All right, great.
Lauren, have a good day.
Lauren Cook in Mountainstein, New Jersey, and Jody Jordan in Far Rockaway, New York, bracing for the next nor'easter, but they're voting.